Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy already establishes a bit of a weird knob. Well, his first two seasons in the NFL have been derailed by injuries, and McCarthy used that time away to develop an alter ego.
I call him Nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So how do I find little ways, you know, on the sideline, you know, get back to my breath, get back to my visualization that could kind of maintain that intense, you know, competitive stamina throughout the whole game? But, yeah, it's just, you know, the pure will, determination to get the job done.
Charming or Chach, J.J. McCarthy's alter ego, which is just his number.
Chach. So you hate the number thing when fans do it, and I understand that. I like it. It is what it is. But this was Mr. Unlimited vibes.
Yeah, it really this, was.
And he sounded like Russ a little bit in that moment.
It was very cringe.
Just, yeah, no, to Russell Wilson for me, that's never going to play. Awful. I'm selling all the J.J. McCarthy stock I ever had.
Yeah, this is why you need a friend. You need a friend when like everything's going well and you're on top of the world and you're, you know, the face of a national championship team and you've got the girl of your dreams and you get drafted and you're a top 12 pick, $40 million guaranteed in the door, right?
Yeah.
You need that friend that comes along and tells you, hey, that thing you want to do, that thing you're doing is dumb. You need that friend, and it's clear he doesn't have enough good friends.
I'm cool with sports alter egos if it's like Ron Mexico.
No.
You know? Like where you needed it for just hotel purposes, and you're just trying to, you know, maybe get down in that way. But like for on-the-field use, you just seem lame.
No, I, the only way I'm cool if you have an alter ego is if you actually have a mental condition where you have multiple personalities. That you can't help. You can't fake that. You can't be like, oh, here comes Nine. No. It's just Stu's here, and everybody's life is going to hell.
Omaha!
But, like, Ron Mexico was an okay thing.
Do you think
thing.
He distinguishes it?
Because Ron Mexico, he was like, Vic's like, I'm not telling the girls my real name. This is not going down this way. I'm Ron Mexico.
Yeah, and...
Do you think J.J. McCarthy's wife has calls him Nine while they're in the bedroom? Or is it on-field purposes only?
I don't think she calls him Nine.
Oh, you don't think he's that big, huh?
No. Whoa, a family show.
That's not. No, I didn't mean that way. You took it the wrong way.
She calls him 7.25.
Charles Barkley has an end time for LeBron James. This courtesy of the Jim Rome Show. Here we go.
Father Time always gonna win. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, I joked on the show a couple of weeks ago. They said sciatica. They could have just wrote old. It's the exact same thing. All old people back hurt. I hope he leaves sooner than later because I hate to see great players out there struggling.
And he's scoring like 20 points a game. Well, I don't see the struggle here.
Well, I mean, he's not even playing right now, but like last year he was sixth in MVP voting and averaged 25 points a game. He's done nothing yet this year, so what's the issue? He's going to be back in like 3 weeks.
Also, didn't Charles average like 9 points a game in his last year in the NBA?
Well, so I wonder if that's what Charles is doing. It's like, I made the mistake. I held on a little bit longer than I should have. I want everyone to learn from me. I think
yeah,
that was
held
almost
on
what
to
he was
sweets too long.
I think that was almost what he was trying to get to there. But like, is you don't get to call LeBron's end game. That's not how this works.
Actually, Charles was still averaging a double-double his final year.
What was it? What were the numbers?
It's 14.5 points per game and 10 rebounds per game. But I want to stress this.
Yeah,
he was fat.
That's also not relative to what peak Charles Barkley was.
That is true.
We dunk on him a lot just in general because he's like a cartoon character for us at this point. He really was a really good basketball player.
No, he was awesome.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, and what? League MVP? I single-handedly put the Suns in the championship game or championship round for the first time in their existence. We love Charles. This is a dumb take. Like it when okay, when LeBron goes out there and is averaging 14 points a game on a aging, decrepit Lakers team that wins like 20 games, then you got a point. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Omaha!
We played Browns guard Wyatt Teller, who was on the preview show last night on the University Hospitals Browns radio network, and he echoed, this is something we haven't played yet, this is when he echoed teammate David Njoku's joy at being in Cleveland after the trade deadline.
Yeah, I feel like my wife has been telling me the last, 8 weeks, there's been trade rumors. Thank God I'm still in Cleveland. You know, I think yesterday around 4 p.m., my wife was like, Wyatt, we're good. She came into the room, we're good. I was like, I wasn't even thinking about it. She was. So it's more stressful, obviously, because I have to pick up and go and stuff. Don't get me wrong, it's stressful on me. But at the end of the day, I'm going to follow the path that is thrown at me. And if that's getting traded, that's getting traded. I don't want to get traded, and I'm happy I didn't. I'm happy I'm in Cleveland and hopefully get a, re-signing and, be here for the rest of my career.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how strongly would you advise the Browns to commit long-term money to Wyatt Teller?
Like a 9, but that was not the I ain't leaving speech.
No. But it was still vibes
much. No, it was very much, I'll go if they send me to go somewhere else. It just is, that's the job.
So you wanted Njoku vibes.
I wanted Njoku vibes.
You only get Njoku vibes from one guy, and that's Njoku.
Part of me is convinced Njoku's vibes were the way that they were, because he just doesn't want to move.
It is a hassle.
He's got a house here. He's got roots here. Like, it's just, that's a pain. That is a pain. And so if Wyatt went down that road, I was like, oh boy, Wyatt just really likes his house. He likes his setup, doesn't he? He's very happy with the situation here in Cleveland.
After J.J. McCarthy, I won't say the word 9 again. That was just wrong. I'll give it an 8. You know what? Bleep that. 10. You have no starting offensive lineman under contract next year. Wyatt's still a really good football player.
You can't sign Conklin. That has to be done. Betonio's going to retire, so that's out of the equation as well.
You don't need to bring back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith and Posick.
I just don't think he's the guy you bring back. And so like, why it's the obvious choice.
It's actually too bad we won't get a Luke Whipler second half run here. No offense to Ethan Posick, but Whipler's going to be here next year. Posick won't be. Be nice to see that kid play, see what he has. But sign Wyatt Teller, damn it.
Your guy, Zach Elb, is standing firm on his Urban Meyer Penn State report.
10 toes down.
That's exactly right. Gelb said that Meyer had great interest in the Penn State job. And then what's interesting is when Urban replied back to this, he went on a podcast and had mentioned how he had met with some higher-up people around the Penn State job, et cetera, while also then easily dismissing Zach Gelb's entire existence, which is really funny to me also. But then Zach has responded back and be like, this is it. Is there a likelihood that Zach is right, that Urban showed interest in the Penn State job and Penn State was, in fact, the people to say, no, we don't want you to be our head coach?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the first time that Urban has sniffed around a job. And Urban has publicly said one thing, and he's done things privately another way, which is
seems
to be par for the course for him.
He even did it with the Ohio State job.
Yeah. So like,
he denied it and then like 4 days later got hired.
Honestly, I thought what Urban did, and by the way, whoever the hosts are, who's the host of the Triple Option podcast? Who are those sycophants? Those guys were like cheering on Urban to be like, yeah, okay, who is this guy? And it's like, you host a podcast called the Triple Option Podcast, which I'm hearing about now for the first time.
Well, now I need to find out their names just so that they can know that you spoke about him this way.
They just came off as total chotches and really fanboys of Urban Meyer.
Rob Stone and Mark Ingram.
Great guys.
Rob Stone used to be the voice of PBA, professional bowling.
Used to be.
Until Fanta took over, and then Fanta left now. Fanta's not, he's not doing that anymore.
He corrected him.
The bowling community didn't like Fanta. It was tough. Every community loves Fanta. The bowling community did not like Fanta.
This man has joy in his life.
I don't know.
He must not be here.
It never made sense to me because I don't know anybody that doesn't like Fanta. The bowling community just did not vibe with that. But they didn't vibe with Rob Stone in a extreme way either. Mark Ingram, Rob Stone?
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. You can shoot it down. You can shoot down the rumor without then taking a run at Zach, which I just like. Urban occasionally just has real classless moments. You can think of another one. However, I thought, and by the way, I think Urban did this because he doesn't want people to know that he really wanted that job and they turned him down. I think Urban likes this mythology of I'm not working ever again. But if the right school showed up and rolled out the red carpet, I think he'd take a job in a heartbeat.
It's very believable. Didn't he? He also had a couple years ago. Remember when Harbaugh was getting ready to leave Michigan, and there was the rumor that he was floated around there, and people saw him in Ann Arbor eating and different things. This is just classic Urban.
Yep.
In many ways, it's classic Urban. Now, will he ever get a job again, though?
I don't know, because if he can't answer anything about NIL, who's going to hire him? Like, what was his NIL? We don't need NIL. Did he go full Dabo? Like, how do you upset? How are you like, or did he go too far? Was he like, I need a $70 million war chest? Like, and by the way, I also need to own the souls of your firstborn children.
I hope it's
that
way.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I hope it's that way. Yeah.
Feels about right. Omaha! Paul Pierce's podcast, Truth After Dark. Sure is something. Here is Paul Pierce giving relationship advice.
You really want to know if a girl loves you, you need to go out and cheat on her. Let's see.
What?
If you really want to know if a girl loves you for real, go cheat on her and see how she reacts. Now we're going to see what's real. I'm just saying.
Okay, like, awful advice.
I don't know. Tell me.
Rate the advice. One to ten.
A zero. But I want to listen to the podcast now. I want more Paul Pierce thoughts.
So you heard that and thought I need more?
I'd like to hear more what he has to say. If that's what the podcast is, I want to hear more of the podcast. Yes, I do. Awful advice. That was some of the worst advice you could ever give somebody.
Okay, what's worse, Paul Pierce's life advice or Paul Pierce's basketball analysis?
Yeah, you just got a lot of shots today, don't you? I don't know why it's Thursday. It's Truth After Dark. It's not any special day or anything like this.
There's a reason it's not Paul Pierce on ESPN.
All right, so let's break down his analysis really quick. So is the thought process that if you cheat on her and then she stays with
she's
you...
She's devastated.
That just means there's a commitment to you that it doesn't matter what you do, she'll stay with you, ergo she is somebody that is ride or die.
Oh, I was thinking...
If you cheat
on her and then are like, hey, I cheated on you, and she just cries for weeks, you know she really loves you. Like, and that's a keeper.
Because if she cheats on you...
Could be both.
Sorry, if you cheat on her and then she leaves, does that show too strong of a woman for Paul Pierce? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think he wants a doormat.
Like he wants like somebody that just is basically mentally broken down and you can just walk over?
Yeah.
Because that would be the idea.
Well, Paul's a little mentally broken down after years of getting his ass kicked by LeBron. Makes sense. Doormat meet doormat.
Mm. Yeah, bad analysis. But I'd listen.
It wasn't good.
I'd listen. Everyone's got a podcast these days.
Joy Taylor's got one.
We need to start making that podcast equipment a little bit more expensive, don't we? we need to start raising those prices.
Now, the problem is now every actor in Hollywood has one.
Too cheap and affordable.
Like, every old athlete has one. And the problem is, like, half the people don't, like, talk about things they don't like. Okay, I know that this can happen at Sports Talk. You can have a podcast about the Cleveland Browns. Can you watch the Cleveland Browns? Maybe watch them on Sundays. Maybe watch other games around. Like, there's a certain amount of football I have to watch to be able to talk about football as much as I do. If you're hosting a 1-hour podcast, you should also probably watch that amount of football.
You'd think so.
I'm not talking about anybody specifically. Certainly, could be anyone. But the problem is, take that same thing.
I genuinely don't know who you're talking about.
Neither do I.
I don't know who you're talking about.
But that the same damn thing for actors. Every actor has a podcast. It's like, you were an Uncle Buck 30 years ago. Why are you talking? Ooh, that did not sound great. That did not. You know what? I love all your podcasts. Donovan Mitchell trolling the trolls and dominated in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.